On the melee, the Chinese is a disruptor, so it's not. But if it is a shoes, so apply the law of the phone of machine game shabira shabele, then it's all in mayodom. We do not say it's off mayodom. But if he's explicitly designated in Shnia, then there's a law of shliches. But we do not apply the law of the phone of. So that's probably the pshat. That's probably the pshat in the Rashi. So in other words, and that question is whether there is a halacha, whether we say Zochin Meyodom or we don't say Zochin Meyodom, there is a machlekes between Rashi here and the Rashi. All right. Now, the Rashi, there is a certain stire in the Rashi in connection with Mizuyot Mitirin. Now, Tesves Dav Dalet mentioned that the reason is why Mizuyot Mitirin is possibly the Rabbanon. Because if, let's say, the Shtar has a Lechsime, let's say, Kreivim, Hayim Atante Dav Lechsime Alish, Treikis, Kreivim, and it is Nimsab, Nimsil Yisroel, so it's possible. Why? Because Dilma also Mismachalai. What did Dilma also Mismachalai? Maybe the Mikabu Matone, who has Ishta Matone, the signatories of which are craving, two brothers of him, and it was Nimsab, Nimsir Yisroel, maybe he'll produce it before Besden, he'll present it for Besden, and Besden will not know that these two signatories are brothers in law to each other. So the Melee Besden will be made to the Sode on the basis of that Shtar, even though it's Gedin, because the fact is, we know that it was Nimzav Nidim Sir Yisroel, but still, Eilaskin, Aval Pisha Dover Emes, Eilaskin will be discussion. So that's the halacha. In other words, we're not allowed to act on the basis of a Poseleides, even though it's Emes. So that's probably what he said was about. Probably the Gemara in Shuas, the Flamed Aleph, the Gemara in Shuas Eidus, the Gemara says, Minayim le'eid, she'yidea b'chaveirei she'u posl, she'oseh le'itztarif hinei, u'loho yidei des emes, she'nemet v'ashayat yachol. Let's say, suppose Ruvain saw that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And Yehuda also saw it. But Ruvi knows that Yehuda is a Rosh, but nobody else knows it. He cannot puzzle him, because that to puzzle him later is, he requires 280. And Ruvi is the only one who knows that Yehuda is a Ganef, he's a Malvibri, he's a Tzora. So the halacha is, the question is, can Ruvi join Yehuda in testifying that Ruvi borrowed $1,000 from Shimon? So you could say yes, why not, after all. He knows that Yehuda is testifying the truth together with him. So it's a loch of nine lechave lei cheyidea lechave lei shu post shu rosh shu gazel that's lost my mind shu gazel shu also it's tarif imei she never got the shekatir. So that comes within midrash shekatir. That's his special aloch. So in other words, we are not allowed to be meitzimomim on the basis of an edus that is abdim posel, even though it's emes. So the Mele, this Tamatone, without any Misire, it's possible. It is only valid because of the Misire. But if the Kamatone will present that Tamatone that has the signatories craving, so then Besden will not require that he should produce any Misire who will testify orally. But Besden will take it for granted that the Misire, themselves, actually, they wouldn't know that they are brothers in law. So Mele, the Chachomim puzzled it, even with Eidim Sir. Because Dil Moslem Mismechalaya without Eidim Sir. This is how Teisves explains the Psul of Mizuyot Mitirin. Now, Rashi, Dav Tesom Beis, when he says like this, V'rablez Eidim Eidim Sir Ekaz, V'im Tzolich V'achtem Eget, V'chdi Kosav Kro V'kos V'achtem Eget Ksir V'achtem Eget Ksir ומסליס משקוס ויסי בישראל, ואשמין ומסליס מלר בזה מזוים תירי, וכן מסיידים פסומים שהוא פוסט, ויאב אגב תיקח שאין מסירי, ואין פסומים דרבונו, מסיר דיר מוסל מיסמח עליי, בלו יאין מסירי. So doesn't the lotion of Rashi indicate, like Tesis Pshat, that the Drabono on the Gzeire is not Dilme Osel Mismechalaye, he'll choose them as Eidim Misire. but maybe he'll rely on the shtar without the nisir, like Teis with Abawai. This is what Teis with Rashi says. V'haypus lemi d'rabonon. G'zeire, dil mosel nismach alayim beloyi yi nisir. V'chi achshar ablezach yichad nechsim al yisad eklau. But if the agad nechsim, and the agad nechsim, so then it's possible d'rabonon, because of G'zeire, maybe Bezn will be seimeich and the nechsim without the nisir. Like Teis with Abawai. But let's see Rashi Lafiyut. Rashi Lafiyut says, "Yikim in Aishim is Mokki, till him at an ekame b'shitos it Rav Leza koi, whom it Ravon on the Pasa, dil b'osel in Mismach, ach sumi in Rubeis le Bifneye, b'osel Rav Shima le Meima, im Shemes Mivokim, dem kichob im Meim, she in Yisroel ni Kroim b'ise Shemes, la b'ayim mizuyach mitteche, di meide Rav Leza, di kul al miyade dem kichob im Meim, b'o yosel in Mismach alaye b'lo yedim Mishir. B'lo yedim Mishir." So he says, oh, the Rabbonim and the Pasuk. Dil be ose l'mismach achsumi, kolim atanekame b'shitos in Rav Leza koyen. The Rabbonim and the Pasuk. Dil me ose l'mismach achsumi mul meisri b'fneim. So here I mention another time. Not the time of Teis with Daf Dalet. Maybe Bezdin will rely on the Dachsime without any misire being produced before Bezdin. But maybe people will use the Eidech Sime. They'll think that the Eidech Sime actually, and the Mele, they'll use them as enemies. So it's a new time. That we also have Shimon Meima, Yim Shemis Mivokim, the Nikichovi Meim, Shein Yisroel Nikroim, Beis Shemes, Lav Ayin Mizuyif Mitechei, the Meile Rav Lezer, Kol Al Miyad Eidech Chovi Meim, Ve Lo Yosel Mis Mechalaye, Biloi Eidech Misir. So again, isn't Rashi says on himself here on Dachtes Amud Beis? So he says V'chiyach Shabbat Leizer Reichet Lechsim Alisid Eklav. But if the Arid Lechsim Epsulim, so it's Epsulim the Rabbanim Zeirat Vilmos Mechalayim Beloy Edimisir. And then when he explains Rav Shimon, he again emphasizes that, in other words, there is no Choshe of Limis Mechalayim Edimisir. But when he explains the Tanekame, so there he emphasizes, oh, you was a mismach achsumim ul meisre bifneyem. So isn't that a stire? So it appears from this Rashi. I think, I mean, this is the obvious pshat of Rashi. There couldn't be any other pshat. Otherwise, Rashi says it himself. First he says, dil mosel mismach alaye, beloy de misere klal. Then he mentions, dil mosel mismach ul meisre bifneyem. And then again he says, The Gzeira is Dil Mos and Mismach Alayim. What is it? Why is it fluctuating? So it appears that according to Rashi, so they are both tiny. But according now, on that point is the machlekes between the Tanekame and Rav Shimon. Both Tanekame and Rav Shimon both agree that there is a psul of Mizuyah Mutech. But the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon is in regard to the case where the signatories have Shemis Mavokim, when it's obvious on its face that they're absolute, they're good. When it's obvious on its face that they're absolute, that they are good. So then Tanekame says, even in such a case, there is a psul of Mizuyah Mitechei, and Rav Shimon says, in such a case, there is no psul of Mizuyah Mitechei. So Mimele, Rashi, they are both time. According to Tanekame, we have both time, both Gzeiras. According to Rav Shimon, we have only one Gzeire. The Gzeire, maybe he'll rely on the Yechsime without producing the Mesire. Mashiach can come Tanekame, so there are two Gzeiras. One Gzeira is, maybe he'll rely on the Yechsime themselves, without producing it in Syria. And according to Rav Shimon, and another Gzeira according to Tanekame is, even when there is no Choshe, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Nechsime without producing it in Syria. But maybe people, common people who don't know any halachas, so will rely upon the Nechsime and they'll use them as in Syria. So that's the reason as why Tanekame and Rav Shimon are here. Because as far as the Choshe, maybe Bezdin, the thesis mentioned that Dalet, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Nechsime without requiring the Baal Ashtar to produce a Nisire. So as far as that Choshe is concerned, so it's only Shayach if it's not Shemizbot. So then Bezdin themselves might make a mistake. But if he changes Mivokim, like Humes, Abutine, Bashipsoye, Bakitre, Bati, Noki, Mune, the Gemara mentions the name that are typically Gentile names. So Mimele, if the Mikabo Matone will, if the Mikabo Matone will produce Shotishtar, and then Andishtar assigned such people with names of Humes, Abutine, Shipsoye, Batu, Naki. So Mimele Bezdin will know. And Edmisira also produced. So Bezdin will know, that we cannot rely on the Shtar itself. And Bezdin will tell the Bala Shtar, the Tibis Shtar, you produce Edmisira. So what should be Cheshish? Maybe a month later he'll go to another Bezdin and will not produce Edmisira. And the other Bezdin will make a mistake and will recover the field on the base of the Shtar. The other Bezdin is not blind. They'll also see names like Naki and Batu, Nishbashipsoye. So they also know they are going. So there is no Choshe. So the Mele, in case of Shemis Mivoki, that Choshe may be Bezdin. Maybe Bezdin will rely on the Nechsine and will not require that the Nechsine be produced in Bezdin to testify orally. It's not Shayach. And that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon is Matia, is Machshia, B'Shem Tzimvokim. Because according to Rav Shimon, the only Gzera is Dilme also Mis Mechalai and Nechsime without producing it this year. So B'Shem Tzimvokim, we don't have such a chash. But the Nekame passes even in such a case. Why? Because of Gzera, Shemis Mivokim or to Shemis Mivokim. So, but in respect to whom can we have such a choshe that if we allow Shemis Mivokim, so then people will legitimize, will declare Shemis Mivokim also as legal, as legitimate. Common people, not Bezdin. Bezdin will never make such a mistake. Bezdin will never equate an aid who has a typically Gentile aid. Bezdin will never equate an aide who has a name that could be Jewish and not Jewish with an aide who has a typically gentleman. Bezdin will never make that mistake. Just people, common people, might make that mistake. So in order that Bezdin should rely on the Nechsime without producing the Messiah, without the Messiah being produced. So Bezdin has to make the mistake. Bezdin will never make such a mistake. But there is another example. If we allow Shem Shem Mivokim, so then there's another example. Maybe Dilme Osel Mis Mechavai or Meisri Bifneir. And then, so that is not most of the Bezdin, that's most of the people. So the Balitvorim themselves, there is a choice that the Balitvorim themselves, if we allow Vishtar. So then, in another case, they will use the same Edim as in Mesir too. They saw, Bezdin declared it as good, as valid. So, they are competent Edim. Why can't they be used as in Mesir? So that's the machlekes between, Tanakam and Rav Shimon. So now we understand, you see. When he says like this, so here he explained the din of Mizir Mitechi according to all Tama. That is not all in the Machlekes. So there we mention the Tam that is not all, that is not controversial. What, which Gzeira is not controversial? There's a Gzeira Dilme Oselemis Mechalaya without the Mizir. That's not the controversial Gzeira. Everybody agrees to that. But when he explains, so then he says, "Claim that I can't be sure of the blazakoy. I'm not able to pass it. Do you also miss my chasum? Who makes the name? But when he explains that I can't be sure, that even Hashem is mivokim, is possible. Then we cannot base it upon the Choshe, Dilma Osel Mismach Alay, without any Mesirah. He has to base it upon the Choshe of Dilma Osel Mismach, Bifnei the Mesirah. Bifnei the Mesirah. The Osel of Shimon Meima, Im Shimis Mavokim, the Chome Mei, Shimis Soil Nikoi Mise Shemes, Lachani Mizuv Mitechem, the Meider Ablezer. Now, in explaining of Shimon, so again it reverts back to the town of Dilma Osel Mismach Alay without any Mesirah. But in explaining it on the Kame, and that the Kamis Din, the Tim Mashim is revoking its fossil. He cannot base it upon the Xere, upon the Xere of Dil Mosul Mispachalai without any Mesire. Because if there is only that one Xere, then Mashim is revoking that Xere is not Chayach. So he explains it on the basis. I think that's the plain pshat in Rashi. Now, so Mimele, if so, so we can deduce a certain halacha. Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says like this: Hochek Asin, Elik Katoni Mil Selesa Bigdushin, Klim Akipachin Alilu, Ike Mechuba Lishmo, Loitish Nepsul Reis, Likotone, Elenu Mil Selesa Bigdushin, Likotone, Kelishmo, Mechuba Lishnam Bishlok Dushin, Kelishmo, Basin, Voice Lishach, this is a Bayer, let's see, Alu for an Echta Lesson Dushin. Kamt der Rabbonen Balmi, begit mit dem Mose Balmau, Posele. Wenn die Kussi Namen, die Kosha Begduschen, der Heim der Arsch, der begit, mein Teil von dem Kamer, der geht nach Hesmen selber bei See, Maschinen gibt es auch Storz. Wie auch hoi ist Name lesen, Begduschen. Heiche, die ich in Messire Israel, so Rashi says, that the Psu of Achoy is, so where they are in the Sime going, and the Messire Israel, so by Shtar Begduschen, it's Kosha, in Rabbonen. By get and by shtar shicho, it's possible now. Because of mizim tich, but by shtar kdushin it's kosher. Why? So, we kusin amini kosher kdushin. Da'i da'ach shom begit, na'i ta'im kdun kamon, da'i get and chis mizem leze, ma'ashen kim shosh doris. Va'acho yis namo lesa begdushin, echa di'ikir im isira Yisroel, di'get v'shicho, di'gaz rinom, di'gaz re, yom osel mizmach alayim, atzchon get ha'chine. Begdushin, kimi mit reise mikodeshes, mishimim misire, yam vatim mikodeshes, shares is shishis leal, all right, of course, chachomim will, it's inconceivable, chachomim should be misake, that even though mit reise she is mikodeshes, that, but mit rabonon she should be muteres leal. Of course, I mean, that is not ill or das, that's inconceivable, but why couldn't the chachomim be misake, that lechumre, she should not be considered mikodeshes, Ligabi the case when another person gave abduction that she should require a get from the other person. So Tesis raises that question. So Tesis says, because that it's not shliach that she should be mikabel abduction acher. Kim she spoil is mikdashis. But we see that the Chachomim did not apply a psul even lechum. In case of ishtar abduction that he signed, let's say, by goy. And Nimzabni in Sira Yisrael, so even with Rabbonon she is Mekodesh. And she doesn't require new Kedushin. Why couldn't the Chachomim say, true, she's Asura La'ome, Midraise, she's an Ishishish, but in order that the Mekadesh should be allowed to live with her, he has to make new Kedushin. He has to be Mekadesh again, because with Rabbonon it's possible. So he says, so Rashi explains it, that there is no purpose in being Misakim then. Because in regard to get, there is a purpose in order to prevent the mirsh. But here, by Gdushin, there is no purpose. But from the point of view of the town of Teisvel Davdalet, that there is Ava Pishad over Emes, a Lassus game. So that's based upon the Gemara in Shwes, Dafla Medalet. Minai in the day of a Chavere, Shul Gazlan, she also needs time of him in Vilhoi, Ava Pishad over Emes. So here too, if the Shtar Dushin has a Dechsim Epsulim Goyim, but it's names of Native Syrian Israel, so we should pass land because of Echshoshe, maybe the woman will produce the Shtar Dushin in Bezn, and Bezn will give her a psak, you're allowed to live with that husband, you have a Shtar Dushin, you are legally married to him, and then even though the dover is emes, but a mas escape. So we could say that this aloche of minayim lidea bechaveira in shehu gazlen, sheosom itzdarif imei, v'lohoi tenis emes, is deduced from the posik of Bashechat Yochok, applies only when, as a result of the Haggadah, Bezdin will be made tzimomim. Even though it is redeemed, because Bezdin will be made tzimomim, that is due to that claimant, but still, Eilaski. Or, let's say, Venetia will produce a get that has in Echsim Epsulim, but it happened to be Nimsab of Neidim Sira Yikshir. So then, Eilaski, because Bezdin will be given Psag Din Leheter, Mashenkin Venetia produces Ishtalbushi, that's in Echsim Epsulim. And the truth is, Klavishmai is Galia, that it happened in Sira, that she is Mikodesh's name. And Bezdin will pass him Leiser. Bezdin Paskun Isa, Yarasur Lechol Alme, sins as a result of that Agode, which is Emes, but in Posala Agode. So there will be Psak Bezdin Lechumre, some melee that is of Vashekha Tirchho doesn't apply. The Isa of Vashekha Tirchho only applies when there will be Psak Din Lechule, or there will be Tras Mome, but where the Psak Din will be Lechumre, and it will be Gedin, it will be Emes. Because she is Kodesh, Slavishma is Galia, then there is no Isa. We could say that, but according to Rashi, we don't have to say that. We can say that when does Rashi say the shtar dushi mizuyet mitichi is kosher? Only when the nechsime are shems mevoki. So memele the gzire of dil meosel mismachalai without any mizuyet that elasis came is not shayach. Because Bezdin will never make such a mistake if he changes Mubaki. But Tanakame says that it's possible by getting Meshta Shichu because of another Zere. Dil Meose Limis Mechalaye Limis Rebifneye. Limis Rebifneye. So Memele, that will not involve any Isa. So by get, if Dil Meose Limis Mechalaye Limis Rebifneye will constitute a terrific Mirshu. The Mirshul soul will be matir and a shishish la'alme as a result. But even if that will happen, so no Mirshul will happen. What will happen? I mean, so people think that this woman, if they will be used as a misira of Ishtar Dush, so Mele, people think that this woman is asura al kol alme. And the truth is that they're not asura. So Mele, the Tanakhama was not this. But in a chaname, if let's say the shtar kedushi has shemesh sheinu mevoki, so then there is the choshe of dilmed. Maybe Bezdin will rely on it. So it's based upon the isa from Vashekha Tirchok. So then that will apply even to kedushin. All right. Now next mission. Kol get sheyesh aloveit kusi post. Now the kusim or the shemronim that. The Tzancheret brought over from other lands and settled them in Eretz Yisrael, and then, in order to spare themselves of the attack by the Aroyes, so they will migayah themselves. And the pasuk says, "Melochim es Hashem hoyu yirei veselehem hoyu evdi." So there is a machlekes tanoim. As to whether Kusim Gireme say or Kusim Girahoye say, now we pass from that Kusim Gireme say, so they are Jews, but they are Jews who have their own ideas and their own minhagim. Certain things they do observe, certain things of the Torah they don't observe. So Mele, and prior to the time of Ravam and Ravase, so they are considered as Jews, as Israeli Murim, but they are shooting on certain things because they are not so mitzvahs and they are ignorant. So, even Eid Kusi was, and this Mishnah is reference to the time prior to the Takone by Ravam and Ravase. Because after the Takone, so they have a din of going. But prior to the Takone of Ravam and Ravase, so the Loch is Kogichin Shlov Eid Kusi possible. Because he's Dichshide Ayin Sheker, Rashi says. So the Gemara explains it because there is a special takonis chachamim weil der Tisch ist das sich hoch, der Teino in dem Chies, wie man das eben nicht sehen. Na, which Kussi ist Choschut? Ist Posseledes, ist Choschut? Stamm Kussi. But there are certain exceptions, certain Kussim Chaveri. Kussim Chaveri, who was Zoyon Mitzves, and who didn't lie, I mean, they were fine people. There are certain Kussim that were not Choschut, to be Mishakel Chasvashon. So the male, since by getisho, bashtashicho, there is aloche, eino idem chesmio ze befneze, so if on a certain get was signed, one a the kusi, and the other a that is signed is Yisroi Gom. Now the Yisroi Gom were obviously signed it in the presence of the kusi. How would these be signed together with the kusi? If he knew that kusi is a kusi amont, wouldn't be allowed. So Mimele, so if he knew that he is a kusi amoretz, he wouldn't be allowed to sign. It would involve that iser. Minayim leachot sheyedea bechaveri shehu gazlen sheoso mitztaref hinei viloid al emez shenem vashekat ilcho. So the Yisroel Gomo, who is the co-signer, the co-signatory, so he obviously knew that the second aid is a kusi. So and still he signed together with the kusi. So he certainly made sure that the co-signatory, the kusi, is not an ordinary kusi who is postulated, but is a kusi chover who is kosherated. So mele, there is no chash, mashenki badashtores. So we have no such view that the kusi is a kusi chover. Maybe the kusi is a kusi amoretz. So then you ask, how come that he saw Gomo signed together with him? He didn't even know that the co-signatory would be a kusi. He thought he signed it first by himself, and he didn't know who the co-signatory was. Didn't occur to his mind that the kusi would be the second say. Right. This is the pshat. Maise she viewed the Rambam Rilek vams av senoye getisho voyim v'el kusi mirsh. It kusi poshlo shnai nishekia. Chuz mi gnoshim poshim mi gnoshim vams senoye. Mane basnis. לא יתנה כאן ולך בלס ורבשים גם ליל נתניה מה זה סכוסי מותרס ועוד אם יצא בריך לבוסי בפסח רב לס הרי סייל לפשים פקים בגדיק ומצווס רבשים גם ליל אין וקום יצא שרצי כמו קוסי מעמדה כמו יסע בישראל מה? יתנה כאן So anything that is written explicitly in the Torah, like Matze, so the Kusim are not choshut. So they are didactic. Any mitzvah that is explicitly spelled out in the Torah, like the mitzvah of Be'er Eftich L'Matzis. You don't have to resort to any Kabbalah. So mainly the Kusim are Midad Dikni. So now Shtores is written. Shtores are written in the Torah. So mainly Shtores, I mean, Get is written, I mean, but other Shtores are written in Yomim. Or Itani Kami Afu Shor Shtores Nam. Ihre Bläse, Afu Getishe Nam Eloi. Wir haben schon gar nicht mehr. Ideal sie, gab es schon ein starkes Name. So, according to the Kame, so, as long as it's written in Tosh and Chsar, so the Mele, the Kusim are not Choshet. So, all the stories, they are not Choshet in Shaki. And according to Reb Lezer, so, they are Choshet on anything, even though it's Ozak. Because they are very ignorant. And the coding, so even get teacher, it should be possible. We have Shim Gamliel, so it has the Kafu Shoshtar's name. It lay out the Kafu Shoshtar's name. We have Shim Gamliel, it has the Kafu Shoshtar's name. We have Shim Gamliel, it has the Kafu Shoshtar's name. Alome, 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 Rablezza, Alome, Yechshiro, Alome, 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 So the Gemara says, Lei, Alome, Rablezza. So then the Kashi is, so why is it Kosha, by Getisho, Alome, Shashichu? According to Rablezza, they are Choshed on everything. Out of ignorance, they are choshed on everything. But the game, the choshed in Israel, and so, he loved the chutzi chover, and lo imachti lo imikame. So, Yehoche, afil shosh tores name. Elo, so why do you say, by shosh tores, by shosh tores not, even if choshed in Israel, and so, because many times it might happen that the person who signs first in point of time, so he puts his name at the bottom of the page. out of Anivis, because he thinks maybe a more an older person, a more senior person, will be the other aid. So it's not respectful that the more senior person should sign beneath the junior person. So out of courtesy, so the one who signs first in point of time might put his signature at the end and leave space for one who is possibly older. So why is it good by getting shown? Amarav Popes, is a meres, and I get a chase and zelbe zeh. My time, Amarav Ashe, Gzeira Mishim Kuch. Gzeira Mishim Kuch. Now let's see the Rashi. Matzah skutzi biter, el Pesach lachile, el Chashim Shem Yechmitzo, v'yodom yeitzi v'chavosi v'Pesach. So two things that are the cases. Number one, that we can eat the matzah, the kusi, all of Pesach. Now all of Pesach, all that we are interested in is, it's not chometz. Whether it was mishtameir, lishim matzis mitzvah or not, is not important. But according to the Kame, not only can it be eaten all of Pesach, it can be eaten the first night of Pesach too, because we can take it for granted that not only was it not mishameis, that it was even mixed and baked lishim matzis mitzvah as well, because kusim are particular about that. Wo der Mitzvah was in Pesach. Wir sind khiles la la nicht. Shu khay ba khamatz mit tamer. Es gibt khsib ba'erf te khamatz. Va fu yadim bod lo yakhmitz. Lo inofi po. Elo kino bod lo shim bo shim khamatz matz. Di khsib mishmarte mit tamatz. Vi kusim kine she tsrikhem li shtame. Vi shmo. Ve is shmo because the Torah says explicitly we shmarte mit tamatz. So even the kusim who didn't believe in the Torah shmo be, but that they were mikabel. Rebbeleze Reise, Rabba Achille, kom mis a Pesach, די חשדינו לו שם מחמצי. כל מיצו שרזיק בו, ואחר שחקו מפורש, לא סרב שמו לי סיבת הנקמה, אך מיצו שמילים וסייפרים, ונקסו בבתיירו, אם הרזיק בו, יסמכים על הלאי. Now, so when Rashi uses here the Rosh Midi Vesefrim, it doesn't have the same connotation that the Vesefrim usually has. Usually the Vesefrim has the connotation something that is with Rabbanon. Like the Chaniki, something like that. Here, it doesn't mean dafke something that's Rabbanon. It can be even with Raisa. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Chum has reference to the dinim of Shritim. Now that's certainly the Raisa, but it's Halacha Mishmei Sinai. They are not explicitly written the Torah. Not that they have no basis in the Torah at all. There is a pasuk of Zavachma. But they are not explicitly spelled out in Torah Shebech Zab. They're not explicitly, it's all based upon Aloch HaMesh Mesinai. Upon Aloch HaMesh Mesinai. So he calls it Divrei Sefer. In other words, it's like Rashi's, the Rambam Shiti, that he calls Divrei Sefer in everything that is deduced from through the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Bet. So here Rashi uses Divrei Sefer in the same sentence. So it's not the usual connotation of Divrei Sefer. So hakel shocht mi vor das rabshim le sivat an kam af mit ze shim le sefrin dikse batero i merzi kobo samkhim na lay na de iz a slight deal in the trash de dige more spells out in khum de according to rabshim en according to rabshim en so a mitzve de te azikobo in do it's not explicitly written in the Torah so the kusim can be relied. But according to Tanakame, if it's not explicitly written in the Torah, kusim cannot be relied upon. Now the question is, how about the converse? How about the converse? Suppose there is a certain mitzvah that is written explicitly in the Torah, but it's lo yuzuku. Now when we say lo yuzuku, it doesn't mean lo yuzuku, that we know that they violate it. And of course they cannot be trusted by anybody, even according to Tanakame. So, but according to the Kame, if a certain mitzvah is explicitly written in the Torah, so then we rely upon kusim without finding out any statistics as to the question as to whether the kusim observe it or not. That's called lo yuzuku. Lo yuzuku means stam, that we have no information, we have no evidence as to the observance of that mitzvah by the kusim. So, the question is this. One thing the Gemara says explicitly, that Huziku Viloiksive, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Atlas word in Huziku Viloiksive, according to Nekame, they're not to be relied upon. The question is, how about Ksive Viloiksive? So according to Nekame, they are certainly reliable. How about Rav Shimon? So there are two Lishenis in the Ramban, and you'll see Tesis discusses that here. Two Lishenis in the Ramban Yichum Dabdalet. So how is it Mashma? So there is one motion. The first motion in the Ramban is that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so either one is enough to make the kusim trustworthy. Who's a kuv lo iksive or ksive v'lo yozik? According to the second motion, Ramban Echum. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only who's a kuv is sufficient to make the kusim trustworthy, even though it's lo iksive. But ksive and lo yozik does not make the kusim trustworthy, reliable. Now it's mashma, so there are two lishenis. Now the shita is that it's a suffix in the Gemara. Whether, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, ksive v'lo yihuziku makes the kusim reliable. But from how is it mashma from Lashes Loshen? Rashi says he as follows. Komitzu shel zikbo, uvehatel shochtim miforesh, deosa Rav Shimon lo yisife, atanekame, af mitzu shel nisifri. Vein uksuv b'teirot, imer zikbo samchim alai. So the Roshan of Rashi is the Oser Reb Shimon lo yisife at Tanekame, to add at Tanekame. In other words, whatever the Tanekame says, Reb Shimon also agrees. Likule. What did the Tanekame say? Likule. That Ksime v'le'al zikebo is reliable. So Kusim are reliable. And since Rashi says that Reb Shimon is meisif at Tanekame, so that implies that according to Rav Shimon, two things make the kusim reliable. Either ksivim le'arzikabo, so that's according to everybody, Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and then he's more makel, that even arzikabo le'ksivim is also reliable. Whereas according to Tanekame, only ksivim le'arzikabo makes them reliable. But arzikabo le'ksivim, that's how it's much, like the first question in Ramban. Because Rashi knew the notion, the Ose, Rav Shimon le'sivim. Then he says, "Avu shosh doris name do holich shide idi arzik bilches gitnush doris uchid arzik behobi gitnush shochun arzik behobi shosh doris yochem ayir yedlo achshem bigit lachat kusik no masnis et kusik lachat kusik lachat yisroel uli machsh al tavai kusik loi lechshir kadisho so eli lachat kusik uba leilo kerez al machshide." My time of Shakusi in Hossin, the soil, the shade, you say, Taraskusi. He loved Kusi Hodravel, have a high soil mark, do you Kusi come? Yoche Shostores Name, Kihosam is soil, you say, Nirche. El Alco, for time in my have a Bishostores, because Kashov, how they have come to damn with high soil after Shovik Manikoshine. Show us say the city soil, their Hossam, the soil came in. Vakus Uchehosam is soil that Hilo Yasovo, she after Balashta, Ime, Echo, Miss Hola's game, Livio Hosam Tart Sashta, Vamal, the Bober, the Bachosakus in my women, or an ambigatish or name after Shova. Say, see, Mary's was this, and Marshall began to post Michel Stores, as you did, I get a race, was ever Nise. You can call his soil zero as a crucifix of a mile. View was a matter because if he hadn't been in his presence, he wouldn't have been allowed to sign. Vila the Hoda will ask him to come. I will in the show stories, his position with Nise. You can tell me, has his soil zero some vision. ביתחתי סשטר, וישוב הקרב חלמד לקושש, והוא יודע שיחתו לסקוסים למעל ממנו. מי קיימה, וואי הוא עוד החכום ניסקי, תפגט, אם היית עם חיס מנו לזה בפני זה. או מי קיימה, הוא רבון של יחתו לזה שלא לפני זה, גזירו משום כולכם. תתנם בפריכים לכמה נאמר לעשור כולכם, מצוגת לי אשתי, איך עוד כאין זה מכולם חיס מי, ואילו אהב החס מכולה אהב בפסור, דבקפי נטליה, דרישה נגית על בוחד, דצדה, דקל, That's the das of the bar. Lefichoch tiknu afilo yichen loyom akulchem sheyukoleidim nikbotzim mishazach simeh. So Rashi explains it. In view of the fact that in one particular situation, where he says kulchem kism getlish. So echot keisei v'kulam chesmi, and in such a case, it was necessary that they should all sign, because if they wouldn't, if one will not sign, so then the get is not a get. So mele, because of that, the chachomim are misakein that even if he didn't say kulchem kismu, so there should be a aloche of an inum chais mimele zedefiz. Now, gufin, omer ablaze, lo yichshiro bein leidechot kuzi bilvat, mai komash mo nti yone, kol gashir le kuzi posto, imas nisna vaminis, gimora says, imas nisna vaminis, imas nisna vaminis, weit on echad mishin dishtores, mishum, weit on echad mishin dishtores, afu chanamu lo yikomash mo, so you more as a cash of three loy, but it's only a mice in the middle of the Ramil for Absaloye, Getisho, Veroyo, Edo, Finicusim, Vichir, Omrabaye, Tone Edoi, not Edo, but Edo Yoshio, Robo Marleilom, Trey, the Ramil Miflak Poly. He is Polygam Tanakame. Tanakame agrees with the view of Rav Lezer, but Rav Gamliel agrees with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, if Rabbi Yehoshua has a mechzer word, if Rabbi Gamliel machshi or bishnai, who may say nami shevil of Rabbi Gamliel, if Rabbi Sinoi get isha, if Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that kol mitzvah she arzikl bekuzim harbe midag dik veizam Yisrael, and it's arzikl bu in old stores. So, b'meile, it's certainly arzikl by get, all right. It's not necessary to discuss whether it's Erziku no Shtores, but it's certainly Erziku by get. So Mimele, since it's Erziku by get, so even if both are signed, when do we say only if one, according to Rav Lezer, that we don't rely on the Erziku? Because out of ignorance they are choshut to misrepresent the truth. So Mimele, only if one kusi is signed by get, so we have a raya that kusi is not an istam kusi, it is a kusi chokha. Mashenke, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so if arzuku, so they're not shooting. And by get, they certainly it's arzuku. Alright, now let's see the thesis. Matzas kusi buteres, vintina, halegozu al piton, kidanuna vifir kid rablezer, vifisho in bat lumbinyan bisamig de mime ezre, vikotone hosa mikama marablezer, kolo ichu pas kusi, kile ichu psal chazir. I was once in a certain bismetresh, and the rabbi of that bismetresh had the blood gemore, and he was learning with the balabatim. So he said, kolo ichu pas kusi, kile ichu psal chazir, because the kusim use lard. When they bake the pas, that's not a pshat. That's a special takona. Koleichob sas kusi, koleichob sachas. Vitalin am filikam lechum. Gabi min piti pas kusi. So the question is, so dal the question, even if we don't consider the question whether they are reliable, not reliable, how can we eat the pas kusi, the matzas kusi, pas? Paskusi is also paskusi, not on the basis of Ge'akum Chodvot. On the contrary, prior to the Takone of Rabbam and Ravase, they did not have a deal of Ge'akum Chodvot. But there was a special Takone, B'mei Ezra, that their pas should be also. Mishimat mi misam yidish mi ezre kiton oseon mi kano mer blaze kol ikh paskus kom tsara zirta im fal kam khum kam min e piti paskusi. So it's used as a motion that the pas of a min of ikum alav de zore is like the pas of ikusi, the implication being that paskusi is also. So why is the matzah kusi interes ve mer am netam de mayre bi isas israel she oso kusi matzo mimenu. So when did Ezra asa pas kusi? Only if it is the pas was the pas of kusi. But if the kusi was just the baker, the mixer, and the pas was the pas of his oil, so then Ezra didn't ask. V'imteina haramai yitzibin chayvo, dil mo lishon po vishematzo, tichshid alufnei iver, des bimor eichon, that the Kusim, they interpret the Nivos Mirshel Kipshutei, literally. In other words, when a blind man walks, you're not allowed to put his stumbling block for him. Of course, that also comes within with Nivos Mirshel, according to Tirosh Baal Peh. But the according to Tirosh Baal Peh, so not only that comes within with Nivos Mirshel, any Mirshel comes within with Nivos Mirshel. But according to the Kusim's interpretation, only stumbling block in the way of the blind person. So Mele, according to the Kusim, so there is nothing wrong in being machshel another person with an avere. So how can we rely on the fact that the Kusi baked it, but the Kusi himself wouldn't eat it, but he doesn't mind being machshel a Jew? So anyway, we see from this thesis that when a person, let's say, misrepresents the if somebody will sell a telescope that has possible tzitzis, and he'll sell it b'teiras kosher telescope, so he'll be able to leave. That we see from these thesis. Even though he is not galim that somebody should be there and he's a yadai. But through the wrong information, he brings about a bitla mitzvah by another person. So he's also evil if the evil. That we see from these thesis. V'yishleima ha'kigim v'kom lo. V'yin v'kusi matza acheret. Sh'yu chalot zizbo yidachivosei. K'di mashma b'rishchum. So the Gemara says they are buyer. I mean, that's a price that the Kusi, before the Takone by Rabam and Rabasi. So if the Kusi was Sheikhei, so if Israel was Yitzim and Yichnas, and the Kabo was Yitzim and Yichnas, so then he can eat from it, and he doesn't have to test the Kusi. But suppose no Yisrael is Ibn al-Gabov, no Yisrael is Yitzim and Yichnas, and he wants to know whether the Kusi was Sheikhed properly or not, and Kusi do not hesitate to be machshu somebody else. They themselves wouldn't eat an avele, but they do not hesitate to be machshu somebody else. So in order to be allowed to eat from the shchit of the kusi, all he has to do is to give the kusi to taste. And if the kusi tastes, so it's a raya that he was shechet properly, because if he hadn't been shechet properly, he wouldn't have tasted from. Yod abeit zeh chavosei, zuhav zukotone, vashmina nipkin bishimol shimatze. Now, I mentioned that the Ramban Chum, Tav Daled, has two machines. The first question of the Ramban is that in regard to Ksive V'loy Arzikebe, there is no Machlekes. So both Tanakame and Rashi Gamliel agree that the Kusim are reliable, and the Machlekes between Tanakame and Rashi Gamliel is in regard to the case of Arzik V'loy Ksive. So according to Tanakame, only Ksive V'loy Arzik they are reliable. But the Arzik V'loy Ksive are not reliable. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not only are they reliable in the case of Ksive V'loy Arzik, but even in the case of Arzik V'loy Ksive. The second version of the Ramban is, no, that each one is a machmir and each one is a meir. According to Nekame, the only thing that we can be makil is in the case of Ksive V'loy Arzik, but in the case of Arzik V'loy Ksive, we cannot be makil. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the reverse. The only case in which we can be makil is Arzik V'loy Ksive, but Ksive V'loy Arzik, we cannot be makil. Now, Taisha discusses this question. Itali kamen zu shosh tores namen. Oy me vidi mash mit tali kamen mal ksilo khude, aber gab lo yar ze gekoma. Itali kamen i de arze. Di morge only says i de arze in connection with some shim gamlia, but in connection tali kamen di morge doesn't say i de arze. So in other words, in connection to Tanakami, it doesn't matter, it's not important whether Arzik or not Arzik. The important question is, Ksive or Leksive? Can you come back up to the Lord? 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 Can you come Now we see from the Rosh of the Gemara that in regard to the Tanakami, whether it's Arzik or not Arzik is not important. The only thing that is important is whether it's Ksiv. So Mele, how did the Gemara know that according to Nekame, the only important thing is Ksiv? Maybe according to Nekame, the important thing is Arzik. The answer is because Nekame mentions a specific example. What example does he mention? Matzah. So, obviously, Matzah is loyalzik. What do you mean loyalzik? In other words, tam. We have no definite information. There is no definite information as to whether they are mikad, they are particular, they are scrupulous, they scrupulously observe the mitzvah of matzah or not. So, and still Tanikami says that they are reliable, so it's a raya, that ksive, even though it's loyal, they can you do it, im risham demloi, so they are reliable. Vim kipshinu risham de matzah loyal, pirashin di aliyal, vim matzah ksive behal, because if matzah had been an example of something where we know that the kusim are very scrupulous about it. So, Mele, how could the more deduce that according to the comic, see it by itself without Alazek, is it not? After all that the comic tells us is that by matzah they are reliable. So, obviously, matzah itself is loyal. Dann kann man hand ja schon gamle Leute an. Und vor ich halt kommt mit sich sich po. Immer sich po mit po. Mashma, du lo idea po mit nach sich po. Mit koma, i mach sich po mit po. In other words, because you more ask, so the Pshim Gamliel should say, Kol Mitzvah Shed, instead of Kol Mitzvah Shed Zikubo, Kol Mitzvah Yimer Zikubo. So in other words, so then they would be emphasizing in regard to Matzah's Kusi, it all depends whether it's Alazek or not Alazek. So first we have to find out, we have to investigate. So it's Mashma. Mashma, do you deal on the Alazek Bo? Midikom are the Alazek Bo. Since the Gemara asked that Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Loshen, Kol Mitzvahim Alazek Bo. And Tanakame discusses what? He discusses Matzah. And still Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Loshen Imerzikbo, so that implies that Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's lo yidia, whether the Kusim observe Matzah or not. Mashma yadil yazikbo, nikom yadil on boile, vikoshe, domai di osikosi. The Arzik, lo yksivi kibinayu, Tanakame lo imam. Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's we also, limimad, imahane, minole, idol, imahane, Tanakame, kim diksiv le khude mahane afal gab le mahane lef shim gam die kim mach ma hoche coach kim le mahane khazok le khude de adif de mahane afal shim gam die di de khat le mahane afal gab le nutzet an kam le khia afal mahane khazok le khude bi kom ma kim shim dag de shim gam die de osu mit fuye khazok le khude mi khwal tan kam le ima so this is kashi so how does do we know that Arzik without Ksive is not effective according to Tanekame. So, on the contrary, we could say, since we see that Tanekame is more maker, we see that Tanekame is more maker than Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because in the case of Ksive v'loy Arzik, so even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is machmir, Tanekame is maker, so why couldn't we say that in the case of Ksive, the Ksive, where the Tanekami, the Machmir is making. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly is making. So, how do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksive v'lo yarzik, they're not to be relied upon? V'nirali, the Maskone de Oso, Matze, Ksive v'erzik bo, according to Maskone, so Matze is both, Ksive v'erzik bo, v'ashti ish lichi yam Tanekami, gufi, t'chazok l'chud l'mani, midikone Matze, the Ksive Barzik, the Chazok al-Khudi Mani, how will we make a Shchite, the Lekel Chazok al-Khudi? Why does the Tanakame mention Matzeh? And Matzeh is both Ksive Barzik. Why does he mention a mitzvah that is Ksive and Barzik? Ksive Barzik. How will we make a Shchite? If the Tanakame Shchite had been that Barzik itself is enough, so he should have mentioned the mitzvah like Shchite that is Barzik v'loi Ksive. Why does he mention that a mitzvah that is both Ksive and Arzik. Vashi ish lechim talikami, guvin chazok lechudu ma'ani, lak mati ksive Arzik. Di chazok lechudu ma'ani, alu mikat shchid, lekel chazok lechudu. Vin teima, arim teim noven, di ksive lechudu ma'ani, talikami, kivin di mati ksive ba'arzik. So how do we know that ksive lechudu is ma'ani? Vi ish lehima amu ufori, behel bi amat eskusi miteres. Hoi uve Arzik bo. Mash bala habitani, it doesn't say hoi uve Arzik bo. If the time of the talikami had been, because it's both, so then he should say, and it's true that Matzah is both Ksive v'Arzik. So then you should emphasize Matzah's Kusim Mitores Hoyu v'Arzik. And he doesn't say Yehoyu Verzikabo. So it's mashma that Matzah's Kusin is Muteres even without recourse to the fact that it's Verzikabo, Imat. Why? Because of Ksiv. Mashma al time should be Ksiv, should time I do a whole evolution finish. Vimtena, keep him trying to come with Hazoka Lechudilo Imanye. Now Tesis approaches it from the other end. Kim tane kam mit hazok khud le mahane mit dikse le khud le mahane le fshim gam mir le por yar ze di um ksiva di fe di mahane afu tane kam vi kolsh di mahane le fshim gam le yo so how do we know that ksiva le khud is le mahane le fshim gam le yo in other words Tesis is saying here the kashe like the second question the Ramban because the first question the Ramban says in a name a kolit rabshim gam le yo both ta is mahane Huzak lechudi is mahanye without ksive, and ksive lechudi is mahanye without ozek, because that goes without saying that ksive lechudi is mahanye. The shaila is about huzak lechudi. But so we see that Teisves here on the kashe assumes not like the first lashon Ramban, but like the second lashon Ramban. In other words, that the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon is in two cases: in ksive leharzik and harzik leksive. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only thing that is mehane is arzik, and according to Tanakame, the only thing that is mehane is ksiv. You see the ksivah divin mehane afu Tanakame kosh manah Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ve'id maskol lechum when the Gemara says arzik leksiv ikirnaye. Why doesn't now according to the second lashon the Ramban, as Tesis assumed the kashe, why doesn't the Gemara that according to the second lashon Ramban, so there is a machlokes in two situations. So then the Gemara should say, not arzei b'leksive yikibnaye, but arzei b'leksive nami yikibnaye. Not only are the chilek in regard to ksive b'le'arzik, but arzei b'leksive also the chilek. Nami yikibnaye. But we call nami mashma ksive l'chude ma'anye l'klau, like the first lashon Ramban. So Tesis Shita is that it's a sofik in the Gemara. The Chachmi Ashas themselves had a sofik as to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek on the Tanakame in the case of Ksivim Le'azik. Yishleim Sapa Ashas, if Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakame Ksivim Le'azik, Likom Akom Mishishon Sitzuvo, O Shehazik Bo, Avo Gav Dikla Mimel Mikol Shishmanu, Tor Tanakame Ksivim Ma'ani, V'loi Chazot, Loch misat kol hashamas, the Rav Shimon Gamliel drei ksivim chazoke, lepirei behedi, loch likom arosa maaz ksivim nami kibnaye, because the Chachmei Ashas themselves are disofik, as to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that ksivim le'arzik is man. Mishum ksivim le'arzik misat kol lipo, Rav Shimon Gamliel kibrash. So we have three shittes of Hashem. We have the first Rosh Hashanah Ramban Yechum Dav Dalet, that by ksivim le'arzik, there is no machlekes, everybody, when I say everybody, I mean Tanakam Shem Gamliel. Of course, according to Rav Lezer, he's one man. So everybody Tanakam Shem Gamliel made that it is Mahane. And the Machlekes is by Arazim Leksive. So according to Tanakam, it's one man. According to Shem Gamliel, it's Mahane. There's the first Losh. The second Losh in Ramban says, Bibriles, that there is a Machlekes between Tanakam Shem Gamliel in two cases. First of all, there is a machlekes. Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of ksivu le'arzik. Ekom Tanakam is mehane. Ekom Shimon Gamliel loy mehane. Secondly, there is a machlekes. Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of arzik leksive. Ekom Rav Shimon Gamliel is mehane. Ekom Tanakam is loy mehane. And then there is the third chitta of Tesis that there is definitely machlekes between Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of arzik leksive. Ekom Rav Shimon Gamliel is mehane. Ekom Tanakam is loy mehane. But then, in the case of Ksivim Le'arzik, so Tanakame certainly holds that it's Mehane. As to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksivim Le'arzik is Mehane or Mehane, is a sofik in Chachmei Ashas. It's a sofik in Mehane. Yilav dikuz yichol ve'ave le'ave machtem le'mikame keime imkein kol yishtore miskayim apum edechad yisroel v'chosun l'psof. Now again, here Tesis uses the Rosh Miskayim for the second time that Tesis uses the Rosh of Iskayim. First it was used, that expression was used after some days in Tesis of the Masmi Kaim of Yocholok. So Tesis says, Perush mean Naket Yochol Iskayim Lechesmov. So it doesn't mean Le Iskayim, there cannot be any Kim Shtores. The requirement of Kim Shtores is only the Rabbon. He means Le Iskayim Lechesmov, it cannot be verified. In other words, we don't have a real edus. And here too, when he says Im Kinkule Storem is kaim apun echad Yisrael, it doesn't have the connotation of Kim Storis. It means the whole star is not attested by Tuenim, it's attested by one aid. Because a kusis amhoretz, a kusis tam is a kusis amhoretz. A kusis amhoretz is possible, get issue. Only a kusis chover. How do we know that there is a kusis chover? Because otherwise, the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomo, wouldn't have signed it. So whose testimony do we have? We have the testimony of the kusis, of the Yisrael Gomo. So it's a nidachot. They mean, kein kusis tam is kaim apum edachat, the chosin lipsei, יש לו אימא, די לופש, כי מדי כוסים כושה מדרעיסה, דגירי אמסה. So this says that מדרעיסה, there is no פסוק. So in other words, there is a חידש in this verse. The deep, according to Rav Lezer, who says, even according to Rav Lezer, who says, that לבשים כי מדרעיסה, מצווס, so one could say that according to Rav Lezer, they are חושב מדרעיסה, and no מסוק. Out of ignorance. So we see from the stages, no. That midraise Rav Lezer is made it. That l'chol apoch is in the case of ksive ve'arzit, where it's huziku to be scrupulous. So midraise is not choshut because it's arzit. We know that they are particular. But why does Rav Lezer say they are choshut? Because of ignorance. So mele, that means sometimes a person can misrepresent the facts because of ignorance. But that's an unusual situation. Because if they are particular, and they are very much aware of the iser of in the sheker in the shtar in the get. So how can they be choshut of lying? They are very particular. They are very scrupulous in regard to the observance of the love of lisani beracho each other. So why are we chesh? Because when a person is completely ignorant, he can do any of it, but that's not something that is shliach. It's not shliach. Because, let's say, if a person is very observant, very particular about mitzvahs, but if he's very ignorant, then he can do something that in his mind does not come within the love of the Torah. But al-Bidin it comes. For example, let's say, if a person is particular about the love of Lisan Berach or Eichok, so can he be accused, can he be suspected of lying, I mean, in an open way, bibezn, no, he couldn't. But there are certain things that, lifi, common sense, it doesn't even constitute idishak. For example, the Gemara says in Ksuves, that if Eidim who are signed on Ishta come to Bezn, and they say, Ksav Yodeinu zeh, Avo shtaramone. What it means shtaramone? Shtaramone means that the Baal Ashtar told them to sign that shtar, that Ruvein, let's say Ruvein, is the alleged levy of $1,000 from Shimon. And he told them to sign that shtar to say that he borrowed $1,000, $10,000, $10,000, from Shimon, because, and he told them to sign it, and he said, he didn't sign it, but he's going to give that shtar to Shimon anyway. Why? Because he has this, an ulterior motive. He wants to appear as a very poor man who is poor. After all, if he's very poor, so his creditors, let's say, if he has many creditors, and that the creditors don't let him live, so Mimele, if he has such a shtar, so we'll get rid of them. So, that's the Ramon. From the point of view of common sense, is there anything wrong in signing such a shtar? He didn't. He didn't lie. I mean, he just cooperated with Ruvein. I mean, it was done with the consent of Ruvein and Shimon. Everybody! What's wrong with that? He's a nice person. So, but al-Bidin, if he didn't come and say, shtar ksagdeinu ze, aber shtar Ramonu, shtar pasimu, so even though they did it, you know, with the consent of Reuven and Shimon, but we say in Egomis Matzmirosh. Why? Because if Eidim affixed their signatures to a shtar that says there was alvoye, when they know there was no alvoye, that he doesn't intend to make an alvoye, and it's just a fraud, it's a show, It's a subterfuge. So they are even allowed of the San Berachoyche. But from there, so if somebody knows dinim and he's motivated by the aloche, so then he's not going to do it. But if he's amoretz, he doesn't know anything. And so even though he's very conscientious about the issue of the San Berachoyche, but he's likely to be made checker to affix his name to it. So Mele, that's the reason as to why Rebbe Lezer says that in Kimdika mitzvahs. So it means even if it's huzik, even in a mitzvah that is huzikable, we cannot trust them because out of ignorance they are choshuv. Not that with bad intentions, with good intentions they are choshuv to do something. Let's say they are huzik to observe the Issa of Chometz. And they'll spend all the money in the world not to behave at Issa of Chometz. But since they are maratzim, they are ignorant, it can be machmitz and they will not even know that it's Chometz. So since it's huzik, and because of ignorance they are choshuv, so memele midiraisa they are not choshuv. Because to do something that is also out of ignorance when it's particular is a milsed leshev. So in other words, midiraisa, so we can rely on Rav that if a person is particular about a certain iser, about the iser of the San Berachoyche Sheker, and he's ready, you know, to bring his sacrifice, not to behave at the iser of the Sheker, even though he's very ignorant, and sometimes while he's so mixed up, he can behave every iser of the Torah out of ignorance, but it's not a milsed leshev. It's a milsed leshev for someone who just doesn't care for the Yisrael. But someone who is makbid on the Yisrael, but is ignorant, so it's a mitzvah l'shricha. So mele midraisa is not a choshev. But midrabonon is a choshev. Unless he's a kusi chover, so then even midrabonon is not a choshev. This is what Teisa says. So Teisa said the kashe. So since, according to Rav Lezer, every kusi, stam kusi, is choshev, so mele, how do we know that he's not choshev? Because the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomel. So it's attested by 1-8. So he says, no, midraise, according to Reb Lezer, he is not choshev. Because Reb Lezer is only cheshed them because of ignorance. So that's a milsed leshricha that someone should behave here. Let's say, should be machmitz the Yisrael because he's ignorant. It's a milsed leshricha. But midrabonon is choshev. Midrabonon is choshev. So mimele, since it's only midrabonon, so Memele, even though it's verified by the testimony of the Yisroel Gomor, so it's enough. Rabbi Omar, Leilom Treil, the date Arzibor, the Arzibor. Now let's see what the Rashi says. The same Kash. The question is, when the Gemara applies the Mishnah, even the Reb Lezer, so what is the Gemara, how does the Gemara apply the Mishnah? Does the Gemara apply the Mishnah to a case where it's established that the Kusim are particular about Eidi Sheker in the Get, or according to Reb Lezer, it doesn't make any difference because since they are ignorant, so it doesn't make any difference. They are particular, not particular. You don't even know what to be particular about. Actually, for it, I feel a loyal to come. The Rebbe is like, Mafli bin Arzik bin Arzik. The bin Kachu bin Kachu bin Dami 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 bin kim di kula az go for the past lel mishim dem kim bin du kim bin du kim bi khazok ezu de yisrael magdim le dikhse mos is sagre bi samkhim ale vayne name do mar plese di preise da ein war name der andere plese di preise koi wir na plese di preise mit der andere kommen vil posel lel mishim dem du kim mit shim kim ben aber vil az klar kula hayle samkhim khazok ezu שני זה מרזיק במצווה ומדאג לכולל. וזה מריקה, דאפילו בלוי ארזיק, המי לא הוקמי כרבשים גמריאל, וכלי צריך למימה, אבל כרבזר, דאפילו רבשים גמריאל כלך שהוא ראה מאף אגב לארזיק, מה הייתה עם? זה אדמי שזה לא יגוד ראי. If we were to assume that when the more applies it only with the blazer, applies the Mishnah with the blazer. So it means in loy arzik, but since there is another co-signatory, it is Yisroel Gomor. So we rely on Yisroel Gomor. So why does the Gomor have to apply the Mishnah with the blazer? The Gomor could apply the Mishnah with the Rosh Hashanah too. And it's loy arzik. So if it's been arzik, so then so even two edim would be all right. But it's loy arzik. But in case where one aid is Yisroel Gomor, so then we rely on Yisroel Gomor, that this, the Kusi, the co-signatory, is the Kusi Chover. Why does Gomor have to apply it to only other Kabeza? We say, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm really glad that I'm not going to be able to do it, my Kusi Chover, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it, but I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able und mir hast du as ich bekomme das das so noch mit murim war für achte mit kann soll mach schon könnte habe ich noch goin mur na denn hat am bin wir ich war die kusi hobe weil aber macht und kann bei gibt sie bitte ist fest im kein nimmt so geht sie ist kein kurve auf bitte hat sie ist reu da tu mich am kino wie dir jetzt riesal die kusi mit der reise koscher die geremst el die koscher und khomi und wir hoben wir passlo die samkhu a khazok ist Oy dir le tarit, mi fi mashe perasht le mailo, lich shel blazer un gedar ze, di hoch lo yede su. Do kol ek so ya su ke mar ze kino, bi ho, eu di khosh le, mi fi shim kim bit ke mitzve, ich bin di soll ze macht di mei, mi kamei lo im ze, da hay mi dagniko, vi do lo im ze bau mi shape do mei. Vi do me vay dam mit dem bilbonis, vi shtam du ne, da hab du an ya khuye, di misle di na bueno, vasik di mandom ad mi ze bau mi. Afili shevafil korev mem. The Gemara there mentions the aloche that let's say the gabi him, the gabi chlitzi. So who has to be miyabim? The brother of the deceased. Of the deceased. Oh, he has to give chlitzi. Suppose we don't know. Let's say Reuven died, and he didn't leave any children. And then Sa'anidechot comes and says, Shimon is his brother. We don't know that Shimon is his brother. Let's say he's from another city. We don't know. Shimon is his brother. Idechot tells us. Anisha tells us. Ikorev tells us. And so the Gemara says that we can rely on the testimony of a certain of Anidechot, even if she's Anisha or Ikorev. And then, if that Shimon will give chlitze, so she's Mutaras Mishuk. But in Tomo Shebe'al Bochet Mishnai. So we should require two Eidim, and the Korev should be Nemon, and the Korev, and the Li should be Nemon. So the Gemara said, Ishtamidune Gimu Mil Zebal. So there is a machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam, in the Pshat of the Rif. The Rambam explains that usually the Rambam follows the Pshat of the Rif, but here not. So the Rambam explains Gimu Mil Zebal because he said, Dobro Osu Likolis. So Milse da Vidal in Guil and Shakra Vinci, because this is something, if he's lying, that Ishe, or the Korah, the Idechot, is lying, it will be, sooner or later, will be found out. Everybody will find out. You can't lie as to such effect. Because if she is lying, Shimon is not a brother or woman, then in a month or so, everybody will know that he was lying. And the person doesn't like to say something that in all probability, it will be found out that he was lying. So that's the reason. That's the pshat. The Rif says, the Rif doesn't explain Gilu Milse Baume on the basis because it's also Nikolis. But he says, this is not Yidor Shebe'ah because he's testifying as to a neutral fact. It's a neutral fact. Is when is Yidor Shebe'ah if the subject matter of the testimony is a Yidor Shebe'ah subject matter? Let's say in his Katsho, in his Galsho. Zinso also because because it's only negeya in Dorosh Be'ava, the Zimson. Mashein Kei, whether he's a brother or not, is negeya kamu kamu yoni, just this, like a chlitze. Hundreds of yonim that are told upon that whether he's a brother or he's not a brother. So the mele, it's not considered as a Dorosh Be'ava. It's an extraneous matter. The subject matter of the testimony is an extraneous subject matter. It's not a Dorosh Be'ava subject. So the mele, and the dechot is now, according to the Rif, it seems that the Rashba agrees with the pshat of the Rif. So in other words, if it is, when does it? So he says as follows, the Rashba, if let's say the kusi is loyarzik, so then if it's loyarzik, so it's possible to tiras rosh. If it's loyarzik, so it's possible to tiras rosh. A rosh is ipsuaguf. A rosh is ipsuaguf. It's possible it is. A rosh is ipsuaguf. So in order to be machshir, someone who is becheskas roshe, we require to aid him. Let's say, if we know, in order to puzzle someone, we require to aid him. And if Nidechot comes and says that a certain person, he saw him, he was Michal Shabbos, he cannot become proselytes. Because to puzzle someone as an aid requires a good aidus. And Nidechot cannot puzzle. Let's say if a brother will testify about his brother that he's an Echel Nevelis, he will not become proselytes. Why? Because that itself requires aidus. The same thing if somebody was already established as a Roshi. If two Eidim testified that they saw this person who was eating the Veilen, and he became Poseleides. And then the Dechot would come and say, well, he told me that I know that he did Chuk. He will not become Poseleides. So the same way as to puzzle, as puzzling the person Leides requires two Eidim, so to be Machshir, someone who already is Becheskas Posel, Becheskas Posel, so also requires to aid him. Also requires aid him. So the melee, if the Gemara had reference to a case of Kusim who are loyal Zikibo, and the so if loyal Zikibo, so then they are Becheskas Rishoy. If loyal Zikibo. So it's Ipsuaguf. So it's Ipsuaguf. So in order to be Machshirim, requires to aid him. So Nidechot, the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor, wouldn't be able to be Machshir. But the Gemara has reference to Kusim who are Hurzek, who are definitely established to be particular about the Yisrael Vinishek. That we know. So they're not the Cheskas Rishoy. But the only thing is, because of their excessive ignorance, so out of ignorance, they can do any senator, b'sheigeg, not in easy, doing good intentions, l'shem shamayim. They might be made in the shekel, out of ignorance, they might be made in the shekel, l'shem shamayim, with good intentions. So it's not the psul. So it's not the psul of Roshi. It's not the psul of Roshi. So it's only a chshosh of mishakir. And the chshosh of mishakir is not in psulagu. Maybe he's lying because out of ignorance he's so confused and so misguided and so mixed up that he can do anything. He can eat chametz and he can thinking that he's mikayim mitzvah. So he can eat chametz. But not, so mainly he doesn't have ipsuagu. But there is a chshosh of mishakir. A chshosh of mishakir. So since it's only a chshosh of mishakir, so mainly he doesn't require to aid him to establish that there is no chshosh of mishakir. If he is becheskas oshe, so in order to be machsh, someone who heretofore had been becheskas oshe, who required to aid him. So upon the heart, it could not be done. But here he has reference to kusim who are huziku, to be scrupulous in the observance of any shekher in getisha or in shtores. But according to Rablezer, without the testimony by the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor, we still have to anticipate the possibility, maybe out of sheer ignorance, he will affix his signature in such a way that it will be an initiative. It will be an initiative. So the mele, it's not ipsuaguf. The only thing is the element of choshev mishakir. If someone is a roshe, so even if he tells the truth, it's possible. But this kusi, Suppose we know that he tells the truth, he will not be possible. So it's only, maybe he's not telling the truth with good intention. He's not telling the truth. So this is just an extraneous matter. And the extraneous matter, he's not magid on the status of a person. If he's v'cheskas oshe, and he testifies that he's kosher, so it's like a person who testifies on someone who heretofore had been a roshe, that he's a balchu. So that implies to Eidim. We cannot use him ladies, just because an Indachot says, this person who for 20 years has been a roshe, and Echlevelis, and Chal Shabbos, everything, he's a balchu. We cannot, because that requires Eidim. Because the subject matter is the subject matter of the status of the person, whether he's kosher or he's possible. Mashaikin, this one is kosher. But in every particular case, there is a choshe, maybe out of ignorance, he says something that is not out of ignorance. So it doesn't make any difference when it's with Reis and the Rabbanon. In Teitz, as we said, because it's with the Rabbanon. The Rajma says, even if it has been a choshe with Reis. But since it's not a psulagu, it's only a choshe of Mishakir, so it's an extraneous matter, so it's Gil Milzebaume, so the Nidachot is not.